which is it's a 50-minute documentary about abortion rights in the United States. Before Roe versus Wade, which was the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion in the U.S., and it's also about the current state of abortion rights in the United States and reproductive justice, which I don't know if you guys are familiar with reproductive justice. Has anybody heard of it? Raise your hand if you've heard of it. Sort of, kind of, a little bit. Okay, well, reproductive justice is a new kind of theoretical framework that is emerging as a way to sort of understand and talk about abortion rights. But it sort of takes into perspective, like, racial, class, gender, different types of issues. Also, it's sort of like the whole spectrum of parenting and looking at having the baby, like, having kids, having everything that you need in order to have kids or to not have kids. And it takes a lot of different movements sort of, and unites them. And the Codehanger Project is also about activism with the next generation in terms of, like, protesting the protesters, which is something that's sort of happening and starting to happen more, but it's this awesome sort of new wave of activism about this issue, and I hope that we can find the DVD and we can play it on okay, very well.
Will you do a shout-out outside just so people look at this?
Yeah, but it's my first documentary. I didn't come into filmmaking from an actual filmmaking background. I just kind of picked up the camera and I started making this because I really felt like there was a need to describe, to talk about what the Codehanger means and to create a tool to kind of explain the reason why we need to make abortion legal to the next generation. So, okay, that's just the intro song. Whatever, but yeah. So,
the reason is just that both countries changed their abortion laws in the 90s. So Poland criminalized abortion in 94, and South Africa legalized abortion in 97. And the reason was simply because, after communism, the Catholic Church in Poland was just getting much more important for political parties in order to like gain votes, and so they were kind of making like a deal, like a kind of almost a gift to the Catholic Church that the Solidarność Party, which was the first democratic elected party, would like criminalize abortion, but in South Africa it was totally different. After apartheid, the ANC, the new ruling party, was trying to like scrutinize all kind of laws in order to see what laws have like a discriminating effect on especially poor women, black women. So they invited women to come to the parliament and have hearings in order to see what kind of effects the laws actually have on them, And the result of this was that they then decided to totally make it very liberal, very, very free to access abortion, because they just acknowledged how, the kind of hardship that women had because of the, because of the lack of access, but doing my research on both of those countries, I just realized as well that it's actually, kind of turned around the effect, because it is actually easier to have illegal abortions in Poland than to have legal abortions in South Africa. And this is simply because basically of the power of the health staff, Like in South Africa, even though it's legal, a lot of doctors don't want to do it. So there's really just a very small number of people who are actually providing abortions, and so women have to travel far, they don't get proper information, but in Poland, there are a lot of doctors who make a lot of money with illegal abortions. They offer it almost very freely, almost like in papers, in newspapers, so this is why, I wanted to show this kind of paradox, And the bottom line is, of course, that, to just acknowledge that it's not even to decriminalize abortion, but you really kind of have to make sure that there's actually a right to access to abortion, and this has a lot to do with the behavior of the health staff. So this is what the film is about. And
great.
This is 50 minutes long in English, and it's also subtitled.